The Texas A&M University Commerce men's and women's basketball teams will play in the first round of this year's Lone Star Conference tournament tomorrow at the Allen Event Center. The men have an 8:30 p.m. tip-off against West Texas A&M, while the women will play Cameron at noon. The women's team has a tough task, winning in the postseason without senior guard Ashley Johnson. Johnson will miss the tournament due to injury. Lions head coach Jason Burton says that freshman forward Artasia Gay and junior guard Gabby Scott will play a more important role in order to compensate for the absence of Johnson. This week, Johnson was recognized as the Lone Star Conference Defensive Player of the Year.
Well, we're going to have to change some things defensively, and that's a key piece to our defense. You know, she's one of our better on-ball defenders. We normally put Ashley on the other team's best player, and so that's been a challenge that we've had to think about as far as how to guard Cameron, because they're so guard-oriented. Tay will start, Artasia Gay will start at the three for us, and we'll slide Gabby to the two. But naturally, we're going to have to change some things up, do a little bit more zone, use our length versus their speed, and kind of make them have to shoot over us. Try to pack the paint a little bit more and contain their drive, but at the same time, they got two very good shooters that we have to make sure we know where they're on the floor, and hopefully we can use our length to still contest those shots, but we've definitely got to use our size and dominate the boards.
The Lions finished this season 13-13 overall and 7-9 in conference play. Cameron won both regular season games against A&M Commerce. In January, the Aggies escaped from Commerce with a single-point victory. In February, the Lions traveled to Lawton, Oklahoma, and almost picked up a win at Cameron before a late surge helped the Aggies sweep the season series from A&M Commerce.
No, they're a very good team, and they're well coached. And you know, it was a one-point game here. We had a chance for a last-second shot to win the game here, and things didn't go our way. And at their place, you know, we played exceptionally well pretty much the whole game. Had to lead for most of the game, and late, their best shooter, Brandy Liel, got hot late and hit some threes from very deep. I'm talking 4 or 5 feet from beyond the arc, and hit some threes that sometimes those are some shots that if she can bury that shot, and that's the best shot they can get that possession, you kind of live with it. And so they hit some shots down the stretch, and we missed some shots we probably should have made and wish we could go back and shoot them again. But, the thing is, we played them close both games, and I feel confident going to the conference tournament that we'll do the same thing again.
Burton is concluding his first year as Lions head coach, but he's no stranger to Commerce. An alumnus of Austin College, Burton used to be an assistant on the staff of Lions men's coach Sam Walker. Not many people outside of Northeast Texas thought that the Lions would make the conference tournament this year in what looked to be a rebuilding season for the program, but Burton ended up leading the ladies to a middle-of-the-pack finish and has already totaled more victories than any other first-year women's hoops coach in school history.
Everybody on this team bought in to changing the culture of this program, buying into what the coaches had to say every day, and they put all their personal egos and personal accomplishments that they may want aside and focus on this team winning. And it's been about team, and that's why we've had success this game. If you go back and look at box scores, I mean, it's almost a different league score every game. There's multiple games where we have, you know, 8 or 9 girls that scored, and they scored in the 8 to 6 range or 8 to 10 range. And so it's been a team effort throughout this year. And this team just bought into doing things a different way and doing whatever it takes to succeed.